Thursday, October 3rd, Pigskin Ken Football Podcast. This is a hell of a week. I don't know if anybody has looked at the schedule, but my God, are there a lot of big games. I'm going to hold off one day looking too far ahead to Saturday. We do have a week. We do got a little bit of news to parse through. So today we're just going to do some news and then maybe tomorrow start to dissect what will be the best Saturday of the season by far. First bit of news. Two quarterback stories. First, Cade McNamara from Iowa is out for the season with a torn ACL. This is big, I think. Even though Cade was playing like shit, 51% passer, 5.6 yards per attempt, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, his passer rating 106. I mean, this guy was bad. He's not running the ball well. His negative rushing yards. I mean, literally averaging 100 yards passing a game, 101 yards. But he is done for the year, and he is the starter. I mean, the unquestioned starter. So the guy stepping up to replace him is going to be worse. I mean, in theory, that's Deacon Hill. He's a big dude, 6'3", like 258, Wisconsin transfer. Ironically enough, he will be trying to, I guess, just lurch this Iowa offense to the finish line. I mean, it's been bad thus far. I imagine it probably gets worse. Can it get worse? They're averaging 22.2 points per game, and I mean, they've played a pretty soft slate. Utah State, Iowa State, Western Michigan, Penn State, Michigan State. That total was inflated, of course, by the 41 they put up on Western Michigan. We'll see. I mean, it's going to come down to Iowa and likely Wisconsin for the Big Ten West, which has really just cratered this year. I mean, you've got Nebraska, Illinois, and Northwestern all already have 2 losses in the conference. So that leaves Wisconsin, Minnesota, Purdue, and Iowa. But Minnesota and Purdue both have to play Michigan and Ohio State. And neither team, you know, has put on much to show in the way of being like an above-average Big Ten team. So, I mean, I definitely look at Wisconsin. I definitely look at Iowa as the two contenders to take the West and probably get smacked by Penn State, Ohio State, or Michigan in the Big Ten championship game. If you look at Iowa's schedule, the next 4 games are all Big Ten West opponents. So it's going to be decided right here. Deacon Hill doesn't have time to get his feet wet. He's just got to come in and make sure he doesn't lose any of these games. Hope that the defense and the special teams can win them for you. Purdue at home, at Wisconsin, Minnesota at home, at Northwestern. So, you know, that at Wisconsin game, his former team, that may decide it. The other quarterback story that I wanted to touch on was that Brennan Armstrong is going to take a seat for NC State. He's been bad as well, just like Cade McNamara, and he is going to be replaced by MJ Morris. So, MJ Morris was in 2022, he had some time as the starter. He had 3 games, kind of like in the second part of the season, and he almost won all 3. He had Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, and Boston College. They were all home games, but he won the Virginia Tech and Wake Forest game and then lost the Boston College game by a point. But he took care of the football. He had 7 touchdowns and only 1 interception in those 3 games. Didn't throw for a whole lot of yards. You know, was mildly accurate, probably in the 60th percentile passing. Never hit like 300 yards passing or anything like that. But, you know, he's a competitor. He does provide a little bit of a running element. Not much, but enough that you have to respect it. And I think they're just tired of Armstrong. He didn't live up to the promise of the preseason. Kind of thought he was going to do well. He and Robert Anai, the offensive coordinator, when they were last together, at Virginia, I mean, they were awesome. They were probably in the top 10 nationally in a lot of offensive metrics. Thought that maybe they could rekindle that old flame, but it just didn't happen this year for Brennan Armstrong or Robert Anai. And that last game against Louisville, I guess, was the last straw, as that was probably his worst game of the season. You know, he had more interceptions than touchdowns thrown, under 60% passing, 6.1 yards per attempt. He wasn't getting it done. And, you know, credit to Dave Doran for making a tough decision and putting the team ahead of any player relationship they may have had with the grad transfer. So we'll see what MJ Morris does. Let's see who NC State has. They have Marshall at home. So that's definitely a dangerous game and definitely a game they need to win. Then they go at Duke. So winnable game. Maybe they catch Duke without Riley Leonard. So this is a crucial point of the season. Seems like Dave Doran realizes it, and he's going to try to inject a shockwave into his offense by switching up the QB. Last bit of news that I definitely cannot gloss over is another Travis Hunter story. So Travis Hunter, of course, been out with the lacerated liver. They're going to take it slow bringing him back. He has missed the Oregon and USC games, big primetime games for the Buffs that they really, really could have used him in. These next two games are very winnable. So you would have loved to have him. I feel like Colorado definitely would be a favorite in both of these with him. Probably is without him. Actually, looking at it, they definitely are favored. You got at Arizona State, who is very depleted, so many injuries. And then you've got Stanford at home. So Colorado needs these two games. They cannot afford a slip-up in either of these games. They want to get to five wins because the closing slate is brutal. At UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona, at Washington State, at Utah. So if they do have hopes of bowling, I would strongly recommend getting both of these. One at the bare minimum. They've got to have it. So Travis Hunter, they said, is going to likely miss both Arizona State and Stanford, allowing to have two more weeks to rest there, and then the bye is after Stanford. So he'll have 3 weeks of rest on top of what he has already missed with Oregon and USC games. And then we expect to see Travis Hunter back suited up for the Buffs October 28th at UCLA. That's all I've got today. Like I said, this week is awesome. I'm going to try to do some look-aheads tomorrow because the slate is just so heavy, and just maybe we can focus on a few games, maybe even offer you a few picks. That'll be tomorrow on the Pigskin Ken Football Podcast. Peace!